The U.S. and Canadian governments plan to undertake a study to assess Plan 2014, the water management plan used to help regulate water levels on Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
Congress is appropriating $1.5 million for the study, which Canada will match, to review the effectiveness of the regulatory plan that went into effect shortly before historic flooding in 2017 and again this year. Critics say Plan 2014 is to blame for the unprecedented water levels, while others say it's a scapegoat for the excessive rainfall in recent years, which could be related to climate change. Central New York Congressman John Katko says a study of Plan 2014 could help keep the International Joint Commission, called the IJC, accountable for how it manages water levels.
Water levels now are catastrophically high for this time of year, and they should have let out more water throughout the fall. But because of the shipping industry, they've kept the water lower in the St. Lawrence River to allow the ships to come through. But that's going to have a catastrophic effect next spring. So, very worried about it.
An IJC spokesperson says these funds will help build on an intergovernmental study that is already underway, focused on improving its performance. Homeowners along Lake Ontario and New York State have announced lawsuits against the IJC for its management of water levels. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.